when the doctors at Maverick Family Health of Woodstock opened a new clinic, Maverick West, on Route 28 in Boysville in February of 2011, they did so as part of a mission to make quality medical care available to all reaches of rural Ulster County. Maverick Family Health Center co-director Dr. Randy Rissman says Hurricane Irene had other plans.
We put our heart and soul into establishing a medical center to serve this area. And 5 months later, we get hit by Hurricane Irene.
So what did you do at that point?
So at that point, we realized how bad the flood damage was. What was unimaginable was that the water came up 3 feet, knocked the charts and all the equipment off the counters. We had $500,000 of damage. And we're thinking, how are we going to take care of the medical needs of the community? We realized that upstairs in our building, up a staircase, we had another suite that hadn't been built out. Within a month, we had that put together. We saw patients in their cars in the middle of winter as they drove up. Those were the patients who couldn't get up the stairs. We would make more house calls, stepping over branches and logs to try to get to people's homes.
He says it was seeing patients in their cars that has left a lasting impression.
The going out into the parking lot and seeing the disabled patients who could not get up the stairs to the little office we put together while we were rebuilding, going out into the parking lot, bringing the nurse, bringing the blood pressure cuff, writing the prescription, seeing them in their cars is a visual image of what it takes to take care of people in a rural community.
Dr. Rissman attended medical school in his native Iowa, where he says the emphasis has long been on service to rural communities. And it was this service he and the other family doctors would not abandon in the face of flood damage.
When we walked into the building after the flood, the chairs were upside down, the refrigerator was floating, the $25,000 of vaccines are floating around in the water. There's mud everywhere. We lost 900 patient charts, and we wondered, can we ever put this back together again? And I think there would have been people who would walk away from a community and say, we can't do this again. But we live in the community. We're family doctors. These are our friends and neighbors. As painful as this was for us and the losses financially and operationally, our neighbors and friends lost everything. People lost their homes. We could at least go home again. And we decided, let's borrow the money. Let's work with FEMA. Let's try to see what other grants we can get and put this back together again. So Saturday was our official reopening of this building. It was really quite exciting for us to put it back together.
He says in addition to federal emergency management agency grants, they cobbled together assistance from multiple sources, including the Catskill Watershed Corporation, Rural Ulster Preservation Corporation, and local banks. Maverick Family Health has 3 physicians, 2 nurse practitioners, and 2 physician assistants, and they celebrated their reopening in Boysville this past Saturday. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.